Of course, history made in this year's Sydney to Hobart, the fastest ever time, beating Wild Oats of 2012. Perpetual Loyal, 1 day, 13 hours, 31 minutes and 20 seconds. Line honours around 2 a.m. this morning. And of course, one member of the crew was NRL footy show presenter Erin Molan, who's been good enough to join us from Hobart. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Going very well. I know this is your second attempt and a much more pleasant one than 12 months ago.
That wouldn't have been hard, my friend. It certainly wouldn't have been hard. No, it's incredible. It's I know it sounds so cliched, and I'm a sports reporter, sports presenter, so I'm used to interviewing athletes, and I hate it when they say this, but I'm genuinely lost for words. It was the most surreal experience, and you know, for me, I guess having come back from last year where we came to a really devastating end to our campaign, and in waves that were 15 metres high and winds that were 40 knots. It was, terrifying. And I'm not an exaggerator. I don't embellish the truth ever. I'm very, straight down the line. But, I was genuinely afraid for my life last year. So to get back on the boat this year, not knowing what would happen, it's just the most incredible thing in the world. And, to do it with, my best mate, Anthony Bell, who yep. owns the boat, and some incredible crew. We genuinely had the best crew in the world. We poached half of Comanche's crew, which is the Supermaxi that won it last year. Jim Clark's boat, and they were just next level. We had crew from from Brazil, from New Zealand, from America, and they're just the best in the world. And it just goes to show that we do a lot for charity, and we raise money for charity, but you can do that side of things but still be credible competitors in this race, and you can win, and not only win but smoke the record by 5 hours. It was just amazing, the best experience. I've actually decided today that I'm never going to get married, and I'm never going to have children, because I want this to be the best day of my life for the rest of my life, so I won't ruin it.
Outstanding. I mean, Erin, I can sort of relate. I've obviously never done it, but my wife has done the Sydney to Hobart, and what you've just said is no exaggeration, because I've seen footage on her mobile phone of the waves that you encounter in Bass Strait. And you talk about that team that, I can get pretty tense out there on the boat, as you know, and everyone's got to pull in the right direction and just, have a thick skin out there and come together. I mean, take us inside just, that experience of everyone just, bonding and getting the job done.
It is incredible. And it's, I obviously report on a lot of amazing, team achievements, but I've never been part of one. I've never been part of a team in a work life, a personal life, a sporting life, where every single person wants every other person to do the best they can do. You look at TV, and even in your team where everyone's wonderful, there's always people in there that might not want you to do that well because they might want your job, or there's always, there's always that element of, insecurity or jealousy or whatever. But in this race, every single person wants everyone else to be the best they can be. And I was a little bit nervous actually about this race, because last year I was one of kind of four or five celebrities, and I say that in inverted commas. I hate referring to myself as a celebrity. I feel like a tool. But I was one of, a few. But this year I was the only one, and I kind of thought, I'm going to get on this boat, and there's going to be, this whole group of professional sailors who are going to look at me and think, actually, we could have had another sailor on who actually knew what he or she was doing that would have helped our chance of winning and could have treated me, not in the nicest way, but they were absolutely incredible. They made me feel like the stupid, crappy jobs that I did were actually valuable in some way. And I didn't do anything that you would consider important, but I did everything that needed to be done that wouldn't actually take a proper sailor away from their job. So I was handing out waters, handing out food, cleaning up the deck, doing silly little things because I couldn't contribute in any other way, but hopefully it was valuable, in some of their eyes. And I just feel incredibly, privileged that I was allowed to be a part of a team that did such an incredible thing. And, my name's like in the history books now, which is ridiculous, given I did really nothing. So I'm blown away.
Outstanding. Erin, congratulations. Great to be part of something that, not everyone gets the privilege of going on the inner sanctum of a sporting event. I mean, us as sort of presenters, we're sort of the next best seat in the house, but to actually get in the inner sanctum and see how it's done and be a part of that, I imagine, is just an unbelievable feeling. Well done, and I'm sure a little bit of shut-eye and a bit of a kip today, and ready for a big 2017.
Darling, look, you know what? I'll have a couple of waters today. I might do a yoga class. I'll go to a sauna, or I'll probably do some meditation. I'm on about my fourth champagne, and the rest of the boys are on about their 10th beer. So
Beautiful. We'll
have a few of those. But I can tell you now, in case there's any people listening to you that would like to poach me for their boat next year, I've announced
You're
my
in.
Retirement.
Oh, no, okay.
I will never set foot in a boat for the rest of my bloody life. It was awful.
Thank you, Erin.
Canberra, lots of love. Thank you so much for your support. Appreciate it. Have a good day.